We all have struggles. We all have areas where we need to take ground. The great country preacher Vance Havner once said that Christians are too easily satisfied with a truce with sin rather than victory over it. Let's consider that as we begin a series, Battlegrounds, on today's Repurpose Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurpose Man podcast. You know, not long ago, I had the honor and privilege of standing in Normandy on Omaha Beach. And if you've ever been there, you know how truly emotional that can be. When you consider the lives lost, but also the heroism of those mostly very young men. You know, after almost 5 years of war, nearly all of Western Europe was occupied by German troops or by fascist governments like those of Spain and Italy. The Western Allies, their goal was to put an end to the German army and by extension to topple Hitler's genocide and his regime. It took the conviction and courage of thousands of men to stem the tide of evil and destruction. This kind of resolve is needed and necessary today in a different war, a war that every man will find himself in sooner or later. It is no respecter of age, color, economic, celebrity, or faith. And this war has several fronts or battlegrounds. The adversary is relentless and he's focused, and he has a very, very clear objective to disqualify, divide, and destroy. His weapons are built for mass destruction, but attacking just one provides collateral damage. Spiritual warfare is real. The battle for our minds, our hearts, and bodies has been around forever and will be until we're in heaven. We all struggle with sin. But like Vance Havner said, too many of us have settled for a truce rather than victory over it. Could it be as simple as misplaced purpose? Could it be that we, men, are in need of a self-sacrificing, God-glorifying, life-shaping purpose? A mission to give our lives to? And surely too many of us have, as C.S. Lewis puts it, become far too easily pleased with the things of this world. He says this in quotes, "If we consider the unblushing promises of reward and the staggering nature of the rewards promised in the Gospels, it would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us. Like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased." End quotes. You know, men are too easily tempted and too lazy to do battle, forgetting that God has called us to so much more, but we have to be ready, willing, and able to engage the enemy. Every war has a ground zero. Ground zero for us is the heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, and it instructs us, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." What are your struggles? Your battlegrounds. Over the next four episodes, I'll talk through some of the most common battles that every man faces. I hope you'll join me for that as we continue this series, Battlegrounds. Until then, I'm Bob Dyer, and this is the Repurposed Man Podcast.